Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, December the 4th, arriving in Greece for the second leg of his 35th apostolic journey abroad, Pope Francis calls for a renewed humanism that respects all. Migrants and aid operators on the Greek island of Lesbos await the Pope's Sunday visit. And the people in the Church of Cyprus bid farewell to the Pope, thanking him for sowing seeds of unity and hope. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis on Saturday morning began the second leg of the 35th apostolic visit of his pontificate, flying from the Cypriot capital Nicosia to Greece. In 2001, Pope John Paul II became the first Catholic leader to visit Greece in more than 1,200 years. Greek Minister for Foreign Affairs Nikos Dendias received Pope Francis at Athens Airport, where children offered him bouquets in welcome. After the guard of honour and the presentation of delegations of both sides, he was driven some 30 kilometres to the presidential palace in Athens, where President Katerina Sakellaropoulou welcomed him. There, after a private meeting with Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, the Pope addressed the country's authorities, civil society and the diplomatic corps. As Robin Gomes reports, he called for a renewed humanity that respects life and shows concern for others, particularly the vulnerable and for creation.
Senza Atene e senza la Grecia, l'Europa e il mondo non sarebbero quello che sono.
In his address to the authorities and ambassadors, Pope Francis underscored the importance of the civilization of ancient Greece, saying, "Without Athens, without Greece, Europe and the world would not be what they are. They would be less wise, less happy." The Acropolis and Mounts Olympus and Athos, the Holy Father explained, speak of the need to point high towards God, for which we need transcendence in order to be truly human. At the same time, our gaze should be directed also towards others, as the surrounding sea reminds us. In Athens, the concept of a citizen began and democracy was born, giving way to what is the European Union today and the dream of peace and fraternity that it represents for so many peoples. Democracy requires the participation and involvement of all, the Pope said. Yet today, in Europe and elsewhere, there is a retreat from democracy led by authoritarianism and populism.
Perché la politica è cosa buona, e tale deve essere nella pratica.
Pope Francis said politics should be the art of the common good, which ought to give priority to the weaker strata of society. Rather than moving left or right, politics should move forward towards social justice, from partisanship to participation, from committing ourselves to supporting our party alone, to engaging ourselves actively for the promotion of all. This should motivate actions on fronts such as the climate, the pandemic, the common market, and above all, the widespread forms of poverty. Pope Francis also used his speech to come out strongly against a growing anti-life trend in Europe, especially euthanasia. The right of all to care and treatment, the Holy Father said, must always be respected so that those most vulnerable, particularly the elderly, may never be discarded.
La vita è infatti un diritto, non la morte, la quale va accolta, non somministrata.
Life is a right, not death. Death is to be accepted, not administered, the Pope stressed. I am Robin Gomes.
And after having lunch at the Nunciature in Athens, where the Pope will be staying for these 2 days, his first afternoon event on Saturday was a meeting with His Beatitude Archbishop Hieronymus II of Athens and all Greece, who welcomed Pope Francis to the Orthodox Archbishopric of Greece. In a spirit of brotherhood and mutual respect, both leaders expressed their good wishes for each other, looking at ways to face the challenges and hopes of today. Thaddeus Jones has this report.
Pope Francis and His Beatitude Archbishop Hieronymus II of Athens and all Greece greeted each other warmly at the Orthodox Archbishopric in Athens. His Beatitude offered an introductory address expressing feelings of brotherhood and honor in welcoming the Pope to the seat of the Church in Athens, while recalling their joint visit to the island of Lesbos in 2016 to raise global awareness about the plight of refugees and migrants. In his wide-ranging address, he recalled pressing issues of our day, including the pandemic, the migrant and refugee crisis, which calls for urgent solutions, response to climate change, as well as fast-paced developments in technology, changing culture and displacing the roots of Christian faith. He also recalled this year's bicentennial of the Greek struggle for freedom, expressing regret over what he termed missed opportunities for the Catholic Church to support their struggle.
Beatitudine.
In his address, Pope Francis expressed his gratitude for the warm welcome and affection by his beatitude, and he greeted all the Orthodox faithful of Greece. He said, "Now we meet again to share the joy of fraternity and to view the Mediterranean here as a sea that brings people together." He recalled the metaphor of the age-old olive tree present here and how they have deep roots sustaining them. He likened them to the common apostolic roots of Christianity, which have endured over the centuries. At the same time, the Pope acknowledged how tragically world concerns poisoned us and led to the divisions among Christians. He said, "Shamefully, I acknowledge this for the Catholic Church, actions and decisions that had little or nothing to do with Jesus and the gospel, but were instead marked by a thirst for advantage and power, gravely weakening our communion." The Pope added, "I feel the need to ask anew for the forgiveness of God and of our brothers and sisters for the mistakes committed by many Catholics." The Pope stressed, "We can be assured that our roots are apostolic, and what God planted continues to grow and bear fruit in the same spirit." He said, "We are graced to be able to recognize one another's good fruits and give thanks to the Lord." The Pope recalled, "The ultimate fruit of the olive is oil, which calls to mind the Holy Spirit, who gave birth to the Church." He said, "The Holy Spirit is above all the oil of communion, and that to recognize this, our shared humanity, is the point of departure for building communion." In conclusion, the Pope said, "We need to pray for one another in order to bring to the world God's consolation and to heal our wounded relationships." He prayed that the Lord may kindle in our hearts the desire for communion, enlighten us with his wisdom, and anoint us with his consolation. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
The last official visit of the day in Greece is a meeting with a small Catholic community in Athens in the Cathedral of St. Dionysius. On Sunday, he will travel to Mytilene on the island of Lesbos and visit the city's reception and identification centre for migrants. Lesbos in the Aegean Sea is one of the ports of entry into the European Union for hundreds of thousands of vulnerable men, women and children fleeing conflict and misery across the world. The Pope will be returning to a very different situation on Lesbos from when he visited in 2016. The fire that burnt Moria Camp to the ground in September 2020 left over 12,000 people homeless, but a new camp has been built thanks also to financial help from the EU. Greek Archbishop Joseph Princesis of Naxos, Andros, Tinos and Mykonos spoke to Francesca Sabatinelli, describing what changes the Pope might see and what hopes the people might have.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the visit of Pope Francis and to Greece. It's the first time that he comes to meet the community of the Catholics here in Greece. And also it's the second time that he goes to Lesbos to meet the refugees, although they're not the same now because a lot of refugees have left to the mainland or to European countries. It's our joy that Pope is coming. It's not very common that the Pope will come, particularly because we're such a small Catholic community, and the opportunity that is given to us to meet the Pope or to have the Pope visit us and think about us is very important. And it's very important that the Catholic people of Greece feel that they're not left out, that they're part of the bigger Catholic church in the world. And also, Pope Francis is very esteemed by the Catholics, but also the Orthodox, and all people are very fond of Pope Francis for all he says and all he does.
What is Lesbos like today? What situation will the Pope find?
Well, the conditions of the camp are much better than 6 years ago. The camp is new because the other one was burned down. And also there are much fewer refugees. There are about 2,500 now. Although the first time he came, there were some 25,000 refugees. Due to COVID, they're not coming anymore. And also due to the agreement of the European Union with Turkey, they're not sent over. And also the process of identification and asylum are much faster now. And people are getting papers to move to Greece or to move to the European continent.
Meanwhile, the church and the people of Cyprus are giving thanks for the Pope's just-ended visit. A local Cypriot journalist, Pepinos Moussas, told Vatican Radio's Christine Seuss, attitudes have changed and people in Cyprus have acquired a new perspective.
The speeches of the Holy Father, his whole attitude, the way he was looking into different issues, the way he was analyzing these different huge and complicated issues has impressed everyone and has made everyone think and express about the Holy Father in very beautiful words. I mean, I read some very beautiful comments on the media.
Could you give us some example for those comments?
Yeah, I was reading last night, let's say, a few comments coming not from Catholic people in Cyprus, but from Greek Orthodox people who only had a very short experience of Pope Francis. They were saying, I mean, what a simple way of looking into things, and we wish we had many people on the island looking into these big issues that we have here, I mean, with this simplicity and loving attitude. And of course, people were little bit surprised, let's say. You know, sometimes they don't know about the Pope, or they don't know about the head of the Catholic Church in advance. They don't know many things. But when they meet him, when they see and they listen to his words, things were much changed.
And that was local Cypriot journalist Pepinos Moussas speaking there to Vatican Radio's Christine Seuss in Nicosia. Also looking back to the just-ended visit to Cyprus is the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Pier Battista Pizzaballa. The Latin Patriarchate has jurisdiction over Latin Rite Catholics in Israel, Palestine, Jordan and Cyprus. Thus, Patriarch Pizzaballa was part of the Pope's delegation during his visit to Cyprus.
The wounds in Cyprus are very deep, and we cannot cure the wounds just in 1 or 2 days. But, of course, it was a very important moment. And I have to say that Pope Francis has been very courageous, mentioned the barriers, divisions, in very strong way, and very outspoken, I would say, without very diplomatic, politically correctness expressions. But we need this, because we know that there is a division. We know there are barriers, but in a way, maybe we got used to see them, and we don't pay attention. And Pope Francis, with this expression, remind us that these wounds are something wrong that we are not to get used to. And so I think it's a very important message to all of us.
And that was Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Pier Battista Pizzaballa, looking back to Pope Francis's visit to Cyprus. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Of course, we will continue to provide full coverage of the Pope's apostolic journey in all of our platforms, on our website, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on our news broadcast. Many thanks to Mario Scaton in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.